As the beloved Lady Master Nala speaks her heart to us today, we offer her all the love and gratitude and devotion and obedience of our life streams for eternity, and such gratitude for her blessings and help to us that now we want to pour back to her that which she can use to bless others until no part of God's life remains in human qualities for any reason. Beloved ones of my heart, I am very happy today to come to you and make you aware of the marvelous power of our miracle love for which you have called. The miracle fire, the miracle love, the miracle power of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host is forever awaiting an opportunity and an opening to come into you, to come in and around you, and to produce before you all the perfection that is in our octave. We want you to feel more and more each hour the greater freedom that is coming to you and the rapidly raising condition that is being poured to the earth, wherever those who are constructive will turn their attention Godward in whatever way they know it, and try to hold that God consciousness in and around the conditions that have been of human creation. Now, I gave you the statement in Chicago of demanding God revealed master in yourselves. Again, I call your attention to demanding the silent victory of the miracle love of eternity. And now, if you will demand the ascended master's authority and power of the great command into all your conditions, demanding that the violet flame love enter into everything with cosmic power, then you will set into action, my dear ones, the rapid activity of the sacred fire, which the human creation cannot endure. Now, we've all called your attention to the sacred fire, to the miracle love of eternity, to your own authority of the mighty I Am Presence, to your own heart's command to life, to your power of the great creative word I Am, and to those activities of the sacred fire that are forever awaiting an opportunity to bless you. And now, I remind you today of that which the blessed Saint Germain gave so long ago. When you say, I am the great creative heart of God, and I now bring forth ideas and manifestations that have never come forth in this world before, then as you add to that by the violet flame love of eternity, and then you demand the Ascended Master's invincible victory of the Ascended Master's feeling of that great creative heart, the Ascended Master's feeling of the violet flame love of eternity, the Ascended Master's feeling of the miracle powers of life in your outer use, you have but to give this just a little attention in order to have the powers released into your outer use. That will be all the proof you'll want of their existence in you of your right to use them, and of the miracles which they produce in the outer world. Now, since this entire class almost has been concentrated upon the holding of the picture in the mind of the completed victory on those activities of the violet consuming flame that are so wonderful in their miracle action, I'm going to try to stress to you the enjoyment that will be yours as you train yourselves to definitely govern the pictures in the mind and select those only which bring you happiness. You know, there's a Chinese saying that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Then I say to you, as you hold the pictures in your mind of the happiness, of the perfection, of the action, of that which you desire to bring forth to fulfill the divine plan, you will in your feeling world live in a veritable paradise of joy as you enjoy loving the pictures in the mind that are the action of life to produce manifestation in the physical octave. You know, children, may I say great and small, love to look at picture books, do they not? And you do too. You're the ones that are not quite so small. But I have yet to see a human being touch a book where there are a lot of pictures, especially large ones, that can resist the impulse to keep turning and seeing what the next one is. They excite the curiosity. And while you're supposed to consume that curiosity, in most cases it's not consumed. But when you hold the picture within the mind of the magnificent beauty and perfection that is in our octave, and even though you've not seen it, if you will but ask your I Am Presence to reveal it, it will be revealed. If you ask us to show you the pictures and the manifestations of perfection that are in our octave, we will show them to you. Thank you, precious ones. And therefore, if you wish to see them, say to your beloved I Am Presence and to us, show me the Ascended Master's pictures of perfection that will draw into my physical world the same perfection here to fulfill the divine plan that takes me forward to freedom and clothes me with the power to free others. And then fail not to keep calling forth our Ascended Master illumination, comprehension, and understanding of all that you need to have shown you at this time to hold protection about you and to fulfill the divine plan in the physical world by which the God Presence, the Mighty I Am, takes its dominion in and around you. For I tell you truly, if the Presence is going to take its dominion in and around you, there must be a picture of that Presence into which it can focus the energy and the substance and the sacred fire of its love and its life in order to be the action in your physical affairs that bring you your victory. You have not quite realized, blessed ones, the importance of your creative powers. You are the creator individualized. Your every thought, feeling, spoken word, and act creates something in this universe. It creates some kind of a form, some kind of a vibration, some kind of focus of substance. You are the creator individualized. And therefore, if you really knew what your own great creative powers are, with this use of the law, there isn't anything on earth could stand before you. You would go forth like a rocket on your pathway of light, and you would accomplish in 5 years what would take the outer world centuries to attain. That is the blessing of this light. That is the proof of this law. That is the victory of this mighty knowledge of the I Am Presence and the love which your Master Saint Germain and Jesus have poured to you. I want you to feel today the great love of God's great creative heart. When you speak to your mighty I Am Presence and then turn your attention to either the physical sun or the great central sun, holding your attention upon the heart, flame of love. And then, as your own love is sent to your presence, or to the heart of the physical sun, or the great central sun, your very attention upon that draws its love and its power back to you. You take yourself into the one at one-ment with that, by which its power flows back to you. And then, my dear ones, when you say, I am the great creative heart of God, and I now bring back into outer action the ideas and mark you manifestations of perfection that have never been in this world before. Oh, you swing the door wide, and you give us a freedom to bring you blessings that cannot produce anything but joy. I want you to have the joy of using these greater powers of life. I want to feel you turn away from the limitations until we can cut them free from your life streams. I want you free, beloved ones, from the limitations that are produced only by lack of love. And when you say, I am the great creative heart of God, and I now bring forth ideas and manifestations of such beauty, of such perfection, of such power, of that violet flame love of eternity, that it stands around me, the glorifying presence that forever bears witness to the truth of this law and frees all I contact in the love of my beloved I Am Presence. I defy anybody to use that statement and not be the glorifying presence everywhere you abide. And precious ones, when we keep insisting upon your use of the violet flame love of the universe, it is that it may go into conditions that are so sordid and so distressing, and search out that which is constructive and protected and expand it and draw it forth to produce the manifestation that sets mankind free. Did you know that your violet consuming flame's love has a power to search within it? Well, it has. And there's a certain action of it in the cellular destruction of the body that has the directing intelligence within it to go and search out whatever is impure and consuming, like a living, intelligent being. That power is within the violet consuming flame. Now then, your own heart's love, your own heart's life, has the power within it to search the universe with that violet flame love that will draw back to you such blessings as only it contains. We have stressed this. We have given you unlimited assistance. We shall forever call your attention to it until it stands in and around you, and you draw it forth, and you reveal it, and you see how great is its blessing to life. You can have such joy, my dear ones, and I am here today to give you the victory of our joy of life. Thank you, precious hearts. Now I want you to feel that whatever you do in your application should be the most ecstatic joy of your waking hours. Instead of feeling that your application is a duty and you have to do it in order, so to speak, to save your neck. I don't want that concept. Your application should be the happiest moments of your waking hours. Because I tell you, if you learn to commune with the flame, the unfed flame in the heart of your mighty I Am presence, and you ask its violet flame love to come into you and through you and around you, I tell you that that violet flame love contains the feeling of happiness. And that is what I want you to learn to feel. And that is why the blessed Saint Germain this morning said to the Minutemen, charge all the energy in your feeling world with the ascended master's invincible victory of our feeling of the violet flame love of eternity. Now, that has many, many blessings within it. In the first place, if you demand that all the feeling of the outer self be compelled to feel the eternal happiness and freedom of that violet flame love, then, my dear ones, when limiting circumstances seem to appear, you will not accept their appearance, and you will feel your freedom, and your freedom will crack the limitation. Now you can charge yourselves with any ascended master feeling in this universe that you want to. And please take time enough to do it. Because, my dear ones, the physical conditions of this world, no matter what they are, or how they manifest, they are only energy and vibration condensed into a local action. And therefore, since that violet flame love is ours for eternity and is ever bringing freedom to life, when you learn to use it with great joy, you cannot help but be set free. You cannot help but be healed. You cannot help but be purified. And if it seems not to penetrate, well then, command it to. You are the master authority of your blessed I Am presence. I'm the violet flame love of its own life to you. Loves to give you everything and loves to set you free. It loves to bring you anything and everything from our octave that will bring you happiness and hold your attention to our perfection. So, blessed ones, the day I can get you to enter deeply into the feeling of the picture of that violet flame love, you, as you hold the picture of the flame in and around you, and then stop long enough to pour your love to it, you will feel its love come back to you. And in that love of the violet consuming flame is the action that purifies the flesh, purifies the feeling, harmonizes the atmosphere about you, and gives you the fulfillment of your call. Now, the violet flame love from our octave, precious ones, is the fulfillment of your every heart's desire. Every call you have ever sent forth must have that violet flame love within it if it is going to be fulfilled in this world. That is why the violet consuming flame is the authority of this world for the next 10,000 years. And since the beloved Saint Germain is the cosmic director of that violet consuming flame over this period, then we who love him and we who love to set you free will forever stress the use of that violet flame love until there can nothing live in this world but its happiness, its purity, its perfection, and its freedom. Call for the violet, your invincible freedom of the violet flame love of eternity. Just try it. Call for your invincible miracles and manifestations of that violet flame love of eternity. For I assure you, it is eternal love, it is eternal purity, it is eternal authority, it is eternal power. And then ask your beloved mighty I Am Presence to make you see that violet flame within you, around you, and around everyone else. As this becomes a habit within you, and it releases its greater power around you, my dear ones, you will see everything in this world through the violet flame. And if you will only keep up the habit of using the luminous presence of either your own precious I Am Presence in and around the physical body, or of the beloved Master Jesus, or precious Saint Germain, or any of the great ones. As you train this inner sight to see that presence around you, to feel that presence around you, to see it and feel it around everybody else, you will see all life through that ascended Master consciousness. And if you see life through that consciousness, there can no imperfection go forth from you to others, and no imperfection can come from others to you. It is a magnificent insulation against the human creation of this world. Try to feel it and see it, and ask the great ones to anchor its living presence of the sacred fire in and around you, so you dwell within the altar of its presence, and you cannot see anything in this world except through that sacred fire. You can do the same thing with your violet flame, knowing it always as the violet flame love which this world requires. This world doesn't require but one thing, and that is enough violet flame love. And may I ask you to arouse within yourselves the determination and the feeling of your obligation to keep yourselves insulated in the violet consuming flame, and your obligation to place it everywhere in this world, so that as you send it forth to the rest of life, you yourselves move in your world of that violet flame love. And then you will find it is the power within your world to sustain it, perfect it, hold it balanced, supply you with what you require, and make you the living presence of its freedom and victory to life. There is no human being on this earth ever became free and attained the ascension, or ever will, without the use of that violet consuming flame. It is provided by life. It is love's own gift of itself to help purify the conditions that are but the mistakes of mankind. May I ask you to use our ascended master consciousness of invincibility against mistakes of others as well as yourselves for this reason. We're not too much concerned with mankind's mistakes. We don't consider them anything but a passing cloud, because they're here one day and gone the next. And we do not want you to tie your attention to the mistakes of yourselves or others to the point where each day, through the attention, you give them more of your life to live longer. We want you to feel that you are the life of the violet consuming flame. Because that's true. The unfed flame in your heart, the unfed flame in your higher mental body, and the electronic presence, each contains, that unfed flame contains the violet consuming flame, and sends it forth to do its perfect work. And so when you say, I am the life of the unfed flame, I am the life of the violet flame love that sets me free, I am the life of that violet flame power that can produce any manifestation that is necessary to fulfill the divine plan. So, precious hearts, if you will please remember three things that I have told you, demanding God revealed master in yourselves, demand the silent victory of the miracle love of eternity, and demand that the great creative heart, God's great creative heart, releases to you now its miracles and victories and manifestations that have never come into this world before. Now, you all love miracles. Now let us call the miracle action of the violet consuming flame's love in and around you and in conditions about you, wherein the perfection of your mighty I Am presence can express in and through you and to you without the interruption of mankind's discord. As you train yourselves to be as consciously aware of this violet flame love in and about you as you are your hands and feet, you will find you will ever live with it. And then you give it, through your recognition, a chance to act in your affairs, in your world, and to bless those about you. We could go on and talk about the violet consuming flame and its glorifying love for eternity, because it is infinite, it is boundless, it is endless, and it is ever expanding the glory of life from within itself. And I tell you frankly, if you ever began to call forth the beauty of the violet consuming flame, there would come many changes within you that would be quite desirable, and I am sure would make you very happy. If you had enough violet flame love within you, you would return to your youth and beauty and the perfection of the higher mental body. And it doesn't make any difference what the appearance world is. Someday you've got to stand master of it and draw the violet consuming flame into it to produce the perfection you desire. So if you will dwell within the great creative heart of God's great cosmic love and demand that its blazing presence anchor in and around you to fulfill its own divine plan, then many wonderful things will come to bring you release and relief from the things you have merely accepted because they have been a habit in the race consciousness of mankind. Now I'm going to say something very encouraging. Today, precious hearts, with your application of both the violet consuming flame and your demands for your purity and your freedom, if you will refuse acceptance to anything but the eternal perfection which your I Am presence wants for you in outer physical conditions, at least 75% of the problems and limitations that exist in your world this hour will cease their existence. And it should not be difficult for you to handle the other 25%. Thank you, precious hearts. Now I'm going to show you an easy way to get rid of human desire. And it's magic of the most wonderful kind. When you say to your beloved, I Am presence, fill me with whatever you want me to have to outpicture your perfection in this world as quickly as possible. Give me what you want me to have in my world to fulfill your divine plan to the world around me as quickly as possible. Give me what you want me to have that brings the illumination that you know I need from day to day, from moment to moment. Give me what you want me to have of yourself in me, that I may outpicture the perfection of your presence in this world until I come into my ascension. Precious ones, the moment your outer human feelings let go and make that call, Your presence will give you more than you ever dreamed you would ever have in this life. To just say that to the presence, give me all of yourself that you want me to manifest down here while I yet remain in the physical world. And my dear ones, I am telling you, no matter what you think you want in this world, when you say this to your presence, it will give you more than you could ever desire. And may I say, it will give you something so much better than what you think you want, that you will know how richly blessed you are as you allow your mighty I Am presence to reveal its desires through you and fulfill them in the physical world to bless others. Many times you think you want this or that, but if you just all of a sudden just let go and say, now, mighty I Am presence, give me what you want me to have of yourself in me. And give me into my world of affairs whatever fulfills your divine plan and make me your happiness and victory over all in this world. My dear ones, most of the time, the presence will bring into you and give you not only what you thought you wanted, but ever so much more, or at least that which is very much better. And this I will always tell you will be forever true, that in the greater blessing and perfection which the presence gives you, it will have removed your desire of the thing for the thing you thought you wanted. I think that's a very easy way to get rid of your limitations, because it is thy human desire of the outer self that has created the limitation. And therefore, when the limitation presses heavily upon you and you want to be free from it, then when you say to your presence, well, never mind. Give me what you want me to have of yourself in me. Let me manifest you in outer conditions and fill my world with what you know fulfills your divine plan, because the divine plan of your presence could never contain one instant of unhappiness for you. It never could contain one instant of illness or limitation or distress of any kind whatsoever. So you may be sure, when you ask your I Am presence to give you all of itself that it wants you to have down here, be prepared, because it might release some wonderful powers suddenly into your outer use that you didn't even dream you had. And that comes usually from the fact that in your causal body there has been stored the energy constructively used before in the outer use of those powers that perhaps you have forgotten for several lifetimes. But the presence could bring them to your remembrance and release them into your outer use for your greater freedom. Oh, it's so wonderful not to want human desires ever again, for they are worth nothing in comparison to what your I Am presence wants for you. You see, I'm trying to make you acquainted with your I Am presence today. I want you to become so closely acquainted with it that you will know how much it wants you to have, how much it is willing to give you, what happiness it can bestow, and what freedom you can always have when you ask it to fill you with whatever of itself it wants you to have out here to fulfill its own divine plan. And then when you say, I am the great creative heart of God, and I now bring forth ideas and manifestations that have never been in this world before. Sometimes when you least expect it, you will either do things or things come to you that you never knew could occur. And they will always bring happiness. Know this always, that whatever your presence wants you to have of itself in this world can never bring you distress of any kind. The only thing that's ever brought your distress was your desire for what is in this world, instead of your desire of what is in the presence. Do you see? The desire has been allowed to go forth into the outer world and act to bring you things here, when if it had been turned to your I am presence, it would have drawn forth from within its own sacred fire that which supplies and perfects and heals and brings freedom and happiness, not only to yourselves, but into everybody and everything around you. There's no substitute for your presence, precious ones. Never will be. And so, as you turn your attention back to it and ask it to give you of itself all that it wants you to have in this physical world, be prepared for your freedom. And I trust you will use it with great joy. Thank you, precious ones. And this be assured, when you ask the presence to give you what it wants you to have, it will always bring you something better than anything you have in your world or anything you thought you wanted. What it gives you will be so much better than if you had obtained what you thought you wanted. There'd be no comparison. And the presence never gives you anything with its gift, but the happiness of its love. There's nothing in all creation that will take the place of your return to your presence and your willingness to just let it fill you with itself, reveal to you its powers, fulfill its divine plan in the happiness that blesses all, and then in that comes the disconnection from your mistakes, your limitations, your problems, your struggles, and the human creation of this world. You can never be disconnected from the human creation of this world until you have asked the mighty I Am Presence to fill you with itself and what it wants you to have to fulfill its own divine plan that does not permit limitation to exist for you. Just as surely as you make that surrender and that call, will there open to you a world you have never lived in, but a world of eternity and such ever-expanding beauty and happiness and such freedom that you will wonder how you ever strayed away from its glory. When I can teach you to love that presence, I want it more than anything else in this world. I want it to fill you with itself. You won't have to ask for anything. It will give you ahead of time whatever you require. It will prepare conditions for you in the outer world. And your world will be a world of miracles. And those miracles are simply its own divine way of life, uninterrupted by the troubles of this world. So your home is in reality the violet flame love of your presence, so long as you abide in this world. And oh, precious ones, oh, you can have this so easy. Now, you don't think so, but I do. Thank you, precious hearts. And may I have the privilege of standing guard with you until you have experimented with this call for a while, until you have proved me very truthful. Thank you, precious hearts. Won't you be seated, please? Now, supposing after you've made your calls, you move among your fellow men, and you find the outer world conditions still manifesting distress. You have all the authority and power in the universe to say to your blessed I Am presence, I demand your violet flame perfection here. Blast that thing out of my way. Lift all eye contact. Reveal this violet flame love to all that lives. And show them the authority of its power. And make me its victory everywhere to assist all to be free. Then that violet flame, precious ones, searches out many conditions and individuals who, if they receive that help at just the right moment, will turn away from the conditions of the past and of their own free will go Godward in the future. You have no idea what power of radiation will be drawn in and around you by your blessed I Am presence or by us when we see you do this and make it just a natural habit from day to day. Demand the violet flame perfection for this world that only its violet flame love can bestow. And I tell you, such happiness, such freedom, such supply, such victory, such healing will take place for you all as only that violet flame can give. Know it as the master hand of such power from your presence that not all mankind's creation put together and stand against it. The world needs it, my dear ones. It is the only open door to freedom, because all that is of human creation must pass through that violet consuming flame, willingly or unwillingly, until all becomes purified. It is a cosmic fire and command of the earth. And in the beauty and perfection of its own glorifying love, may you dwell in its happiness and receive the master power of your presence to act in physical conditions that bring you joy and all you ever contact. And then no human thing can touch you so long as you demand its presence ever with you. We want you to Gather as much momentum of this as you can and feel within yourselves our use of that violet consuming flame and its victory over physical conditions in this world. And now, another secret. You see, I'm full of secrets today. Charge yourselves with violet flame feeling. Not the feeling of the violet flame, but the violet flame feeling of our love to you. And we will take care of that. If you want it, we'll see that you feel it. But if you charge yourselves with the violet flame feeling of our presence and our love to you, then there comes an awareness of us when you hold the picture of the violet consuming flame. And our feeling of its victory will enter into you and give you the strength and mastery that makes you feel and know your dominion over conditions in this world. Now, we've concentrated so much on this in this class, but it was necessary, my dear ones, and all of you should feel such relief from the conditions that have been distressing in the past that as you go forth and dwell more in this each day, it will be easier for you to feel our presence with you or the radiation of our love to assist you. And just know, the whole world needs only the violet flame love of our feeling to compel purity and the annihilation of the human creations of this world. Even the great beings who direct the cosmic light and the blue lightning to the earth for the annihilation of the frightful accumulation of mankind's viciousness, I say to you always, within that blue lightning of cosmic Christ purity is ever abiding this violet flame. It is needed everywhere in this world until all that has been of human discord has been consumed and the energy purified and requalified with that which holds perfection eternally sustained. But I tell you, you'll have the most magnificent experiences as you say to your blessed I Am presence, come into me and give me of yourself what you know I need here to produce victory and mastery and release your authority into these conditions to hold command and fulfill the divine plan. And my dear ones, you can charge this same activity into your government, into business, the outer world's activities, until you go forward blessing the very air you breathe by your calls to your presence and the use of this violet flame love and our violet flame feeling of that love's dominion in this world, because we know how powerful that is. We know what its cosmic authority is to the earth. And our feeling of that acting in you will make you master of circumstance and set you free. And I am determined I shall bring it to your attention until you are free. Precious ones, and you can say to your blessed I Am presence, Give me all of your violet flame love in me that is necessary to set me free. Give me this violet flame love in me that is your authority of freedom. Then go forward, my dear ones, and enjoy the use of this scepter of power to change conditions in your worlds. And don't doubt for one moment its instantaneous action. If doubt or fear or uncertainty seem to touch your world, turn right back to your presence and say, I demand your presence in me that blasts that doubt and fear and uncertainty and replaces it with everything from your heart's flame that is your violet flame love and eternal purity. It is but a matter of charging into yourselves the sacred fire of your presence with the command that it is in control, and that this which has had dominion before is no longer allowed in your world. Now I will do everything I know how to charge our illumination and comprehension of this into your outer use. And if you will establish a habit of holding the picture of its presence in and around you, and then issuing the command for the violet flame love of eternity to fill and rule your world, that your I Am presence may come into you with the power to set all free wherever you abide. And then, my dear ones, as you go forward to the building of the perfection of the future, this will forever be your protection and your safeguard. My heart longs for the hour when that violet consuming flame will become so intense in and about you that it will become visible to everyone's physical sight, even to the animals, until it stands about you, releases its fragrance, and is forever raising all by its love into their freedom. For I tell you, the violet flame freedom of its miracle love, you can scarcely understand until you have become it. And the only way you can become that freedom is to fill yourselves with the violet flame love and its conscious command to control everything that you contact. So live within the violet consuming flame and the luminous presence. See the world around you through it, and then it must act within you to bring you the perfection that forever abides within it. And then when you say, I am the great creative heart of life, or I'm God's great creative heart, and I now bring forth manifestations, ideas and manifestations that have never come forth before, you can say, I now bring forth the miracles of the violet consuming flame that bring such love into the conditions around me that it forever blesses all with perfection. Just go forward and love it and bless it and use it and demand it until your world is the victory of its freedom and your authority of the great command has set you free by your own conscious choice and desire. So, blessed ones, I will try to make myself felt as powerfully as possible every opportunity you give me until we have drawn forth a certain intensity of this action in and around the entire I Am student body to more quickly release into your outer use the greater powers that produce for you the fulfillment of the divine plan. Oh, it's so wonderful to use that violet flame love and speak to the condition of illness in the human body, and in one wave of your hand, pass it through, and everything there changes into perfection. Oh, it's wonderful to take away mankind's distress and leave God's love in its place forever. May I have that privilege to take away from you forever all distress and leave the victory of God's love in its place forever to set you free. I shall do my utmost as you come to me in thought and hold the picture of my luminous presence or that of the violet flame ever about you and around all you love, until together we have released life from that which does not glorify the mighty I Am presence with its love. So may you go forward with your victory assured. May you be invincible by the violet flame love for which you call. And may your victory ever expand until wherever you abide, that violet consuming flame comes forth and holds command and gives its happiness to life, until nowhere can there abide longer anything of the shadows. Just know that in the use of its violet flame love and our feeling of that violet flame love, can you be free, and there abides your mastery over all in this world. May the legions of its presence love you forever, and the angels of its living flame help you always to stand invincible within its presence and victorious over all in this world. I commend you to the happiness of its mighty victory and the power of its ever expanding love. Thank you with all my heart for this hour. Beloved Lady Master Nada, thank you for your efforts to help us. Thank you for your love and your presence with us. May our obedience prove our gratitude. May that violet flame love come through us in such power, just the atmosphere about us sets all free that we contact, until wherever we abide, the victory of eternal perfection comes forth to bless this earth and hold command. Beloved brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to us. We ask your luminous presence. We ask your violet flame love to intensify and enfold us and hold command through us, until your victorious presence is revealed and forever holds command. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the glorifying presence of your violet flame love and power to hold command. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved Lady Master Nada. And thank you, great presence of the violet consuming flame, for your love all through the ages that are yet to come. And beloved mighty I Am presence of each one, blaze into us and through us all of yourself, and let the violet flame victory of your love blaze through us in the freedom of eternity, and forever hold command with full power in all outer conditions wherever we abide. For the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in your heart's feeling of the violet flame love of eternity, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the violet consuming flame love needed to transmute that into eternal freedom, let there come forth the legions of its violet flame presence and its invincible victory and power without limit, and to forever produce its perfection in this world. And we thank thee forever. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge it to the one mighty stroke of that violet flame love of eternity in such cosmic action thy human cannot live anywhere in this world ever again in all eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the violet flame love of eternity, and take us forward to victory as rapidly as possible. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations necessary to release all the violet flame love and the ascended master's feeling of that love that compels our victory over all in this world to blaze without limit and hold God's invincible freedom here forever.